Convicted murderer in Florida uses last words to curse DeSantis, suck our DCKS. By Hannah Blow on February 24, 2023. A convicted murderer on death row in Florida used his last words to curse Governor Ron DeSantis. R., the latter of whom has largely prioritized law and order in the Sunshine State. Donald Dilbeck, 59, faced the death penalty after being convicted of murdering Faye Lambon in 1990. Committing the crime after escaping from a work release catering job. As he was already serving a life sentence for stabbing a man and murdering Lee County Deputy Dwight Lynn Hall over a decade prior, in 1979. During his 1990 escape, Dilbeck attempted to carjack Faye Van's vehicle outside and stabbed her fatally. According to WAFT, Dilbeck is the 100th person to be executed since 1979. While anti-capital punishment advocates fought against Dilbeck's death row sentence, his attorneys even appealed to the Supreme Court, contending he suffered a neurological condition due to fetal alcohol syndrome. The High Court rejected the appeals, and Governor Ron DeSantis signed the death warrant. The convicted murderer received the lethal injection Thursday and was pronounced dead at 6:13 p.m. Faye Van's children released a statement following Dilbeck's death. 11,932 days ago, Donald Dilbeck brutally killed our mother. We were robbed of years of memories with her, and it has been very painful ever since. They said, thanking the governor for giving them some closure. According to reports, Dilbeck admitted that he really messed up and hurt people when he was young but then contended that Ron DeSantis has done a lot worse. He's taken from a lot of people, the convicted murderer stated prior to his death. I speak for all men, women and children. Ron DeSantis and other people like him can suck our dicks, he said. Dilbeck's death follows DeSantis proposing raising the minimum penalties for heinous crimes. The governor also expressed hope of reforming the state's death penalty statute, nixing the need for unanimous consent from jurors and reducing it to a supermajority.